This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Service and on your side. Hi. Jennifer Horn is here. Dory Keenan is here. Kara Schilling is here. And I am your affable, friendly host, Doug Steffen, with a focus on today's radio and the program, which is not just on the radio, but it's heard podcasted. Is that a, can you do the past tense?
Podcast.
It's to
sure.
be podcast. It is being podcast, or it has been podcast.
It has this been podcasted.
Same. It has? I don't think that's right. I think podcast
I know,
is a...
I know where you're going with this, Dougie.
Do you?
If you've... Yes. The past tense of cast is cast. But yes. In this case, I think that it's not like broadcast. I do think that people say podcasted.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't say broadcasted. That's been broadcast. But in
right.
podcasting,
so
I do think
so how did
that
get started? That would feel to me like incorrect English.
Right, but it's
podcasted.
Just...
podcasted.
Right, but there's... Yeah, it's just
I
one of those things.
I think it probably has something to do with the fact that... I mean, when did podcast become a word? It wasn't
podcast
a thing
became
for...
a word probably in the last 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
No, not that far back.
You don't think?
No.
Notice how Jennifer's all over this exciting conversation.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you guys battle it.
She's just waiting for us to talk about scrap metal. Then that's when we really get her attention.
No, Jen, I came back from the shower early for this.
Yeah, to hear cogitations.
All right, so and for those of you who missed the last hour, it actually was quite good. The radio, the conversation that we had, I would tell you that it would stack up against anything else that you could listen to today. So if you're on your way to work right now, and you're listening to this hour of the program, and you think to yourself on the way home, I want to listen to something really stimulating, here's what you do. You go to TuneIn Radio on your mobile device, search for Doug Steffen Now, and then pick the hour. That would be hour number 3 of today's broadcast, which gets repeated over and over again, so you can listen to all of this stuff on TuneIn Radio that you don't hear on your way in. You can listen to it on your way out. How about that? Blog Talk. There are all kinds of different ways that there you can find old archivals at Good Day, and there's just 900 things. But if you're listening to the whole program at Blog Talk Radio, I think it's just called Blog Talk, right? Not radio, but Blog Talk, Kara? Blog Talk?
No, it's blogtalkradio.com.
Blogtalkradio.com. Mm-hmm. All right, so you go there at Doug Steffen and Friends, and you find podcasts of the individual things that we're talking about, the specialty features that are there, and sometimes ours as well. So there's all kinds of ways. The point is that there are all kinds of ways of listening to either our complete conversations or incomplete conversations. With regard to the Supreme Court, yesterday they struck down a North Carolina law barring convicted sex offenders from using popular social media sites. So if you were on Facebook or Twitter, if I understand the ruling, you were prohibited from using them if you were a sex offender. I don't know how they find that out. How did Facebook and Twitter or any social media, how would they know?
Well, you're on
you
the
told
list.
Them?
The registry. There's a
if
national...
they're checking, though, do they
so
check
there's
them?
A registry that Facebook is checking. That's what
I
I'm wondering.
I don't know. That's the only way you would know. So...
Mm-hmm. So the justices ruled in favor of Lester Peckingham, who bragged online that he'd beat a traffic ticket, leading to his conviction for violating a law intended to keep sex offenders away from social networking sites. He was convicted of statutory rape before he was convicted of other things. The state claimed the law holds the virtual world to the same standard as the real world, in which sex offenders are not allowed on playgrounds or near schools or any of that sort of thing. Justice Anthony Kennedy said the law was a violation of the Constitution and First Amendment guarantee of free speech. The case is one of the first the court has taken to address the relationship between the First Amendment and the Internet. So what do we think about this decision, ladies?
Can you say his name one more time?
The fellow Peckingham?
What was his first name?
Lester Peckingham.
Okay, he sounds like a child molester.
Yes,
he does.
I mean, if you name your kid that, just, you know, visit him in jail someday. Exactly. Just prepare.
Right. All right, but he can use the Internet, he can use Facebook, he can use Twitter now as a result of this ruling, which he couldn't do before yesterday's Supreme Court ruling.
I'm kind of torn on this one because, I mean, if you're looking at people's constitutional rights, they lose them when they're convicted of a crime.
Vote.
You lose some of your rights, you can't vote. Yeah. So I would think that social media, that would be an argument that you wouldn't have access to it. I don't believe that the Internet companies actually check this kind of stuff. And I don't know how you could. I mean, I could say my name is Joe Blow and create a profile and still go after little kids if I wanted to. I think that's what makes the Internet a place you have to be careful with if you're a kid. That being said, a lot of people are put on the sexual registry, the sexual offenders registry, when they're maybe, say, 18 years old and they're doing the nasty with their 16-year-old girlfriend and they get a mad dad who puts them on the list for statutory rape, who really by nature are not sexual offenders. They're just teenage kids engaging in consensual acts. So it would, I don't know, it depends. It's kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Am I the old guy in the room here? An
18-year-old
bopping a 16-year-old, and that's okay? I don't.
Well, if they're girlfriend and boyfriend.
If it were in my neighborhood, I wouldn't care whether my daughter was 16 and the guy was 18.
Doug, there are plenty of people, though, that are sophomores that are dating seniors in high school.
Yeah,
that's common. I mean,
I'm talking as a father. It may be A-okay.
I think as a father.
Social mores, but, you know, you're going to.
Wait a minute. So if your daughter was 16 and she wanted to go out with a senior who was 18, you wouldn't let that happen?
I wouldn't want them to have sex.
Well, no parent wants their high school kid to have sex, but, you know, that's not reality.
I'm sure Victoria and I both dated people who were... Victoria, didn't you date someone who was multiple years older than you when you were in high school?
When I was a senior in high school, my boyfriend had just graduated from college.
What?
So, So I was I turned 18 and he was 23.
Wow.
We did not go to my prom because he said he would feel like a felon. And he was upset that he would be like the same age as the chaperones. So we did not go to my prom.
Bunga bunga. All right. Get a pause on that note. In a moment, we're going to talk about your health and well-being in this age of scientific focus on aging. How can you long live and prosper? We'll see what Dr. Leonard Garrente has to say about that in a moment here.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right, so those of you who are looking for the Fountain of Youth, and I guess that would probably be pretty much everybody who's listening, we have the director of the MIT Glenn Laboratory with us, Dr. Leonard Garrente, who is studying the science of aging. He's a professor of biology, best known for his research in longevity. So I guess, Doctor, I would be curious to know, how old do you want to live to be? What's your aim here?
Well, I don't really have an aim in terms of a number. My aim is to stay healthy as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. And so through research, you have found, again, I think it's always interesting to talk about what the individual who's doing the research has found and how it applies to him or her. And as this is so important, this is something everybody wants to find out more about. Everybody wants to. People in your family, I bet, are asking you all the time, okay, Dad, or okay, Uncle Lenny, what do I do to live to be 100, right? Isn't that that becomes when people find out what you do for a living, don't they all ask you the same question?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that things are emerging now from, 25, 30 years of research that are actionable. And I tell people about that.
Mm-hmm. So when you say actionable, things that we can do physically, emotionally, things that we can put into our body, what is part of the research that you've done bring us around to look? Is there a whole health aspect to this, or is there a single bullet, you know, like a... But lots of people in our society want to take a pill and hope everything's going to get better.
Well, there's a whole health aspect, but, you know, my research has focused on aging in a very focused way, and we've identified a group of proteins that are called sirtuins that can slow down aging in the laboratory in model organisms. And what's emerged from this is a set of compounds that can activate these sirtuins and, at least in the laboratory, have profound effects on health. And so what we're interested in doing at Elysium Health is to try and develop these natural products and to make them available to customers on a fairly rapid time scale so that these are safe compounds. There's a lot of preclinical data for them, and ongoing human trials. We completed our first one last year. So what we want to do is put all the information out there and let people make the choice they want to make. And I think that, I mean, I've been taking this product for 3 years, and I think I am firmly convinced that it will have health benefits.
So what does it do? Let's talk about what it is. You can find out, by the way, as we go through this conversation, if you go to ElysiumHealth.com, you'll find out more about what we're talking about. What actually does it do? Do you feel it mentally? Do you feel it physically? Do you feel it emotionally? What do you feel?
Different people have different responses in terms of what they feel. What we think is happening is it's working at a cellular level to boost a particular compound in all of our cells called NAD. And NAD is a very important compound for health and for energy and for metabolism. And NAD levels go down. It declines with aging. And so the idea then is this pill contains an NAD booster that we now know from our first trial last year does raise NAD levels in cells of people who take the supplement. So what we think in preclinical studies, this translates to numerous health benefits, and we think the same will be true in people, but we also are committed to showing this in a rigorous trial, which would be placebo-controlled and blinded. And
so you're going to have people volunteering now, or you're soliciting for people to go into this as a trial, see what impact it has?
That's right. No, so we completed our first trial last year, and we have multiple trials beginning this year to test as thoroughly as possible and as rigorously as possible this product in people. So, you know, we're not just peddling something that we don't know whether it works or it doesn't work. We're really committed to testing it. And
this is going to be
efficacy.
And I would say this lovingly, not only will it be great for the people who take it if it proves to be what you're suggesting, but the stock in the company, I'm looking for, we better buy some stock in that company and hold your breath a little bit. How long will it take before you think people will want to have this and know that it's safe?
Well, I think it's safe. I mean,
is it on the market now?
It's on the market now. Earlier trials had shown safety. Our trial last year confirmed the safety aspect. It's definitely safe. It definitely boosts NAD levels. And we're measuring a number of specific health outcomes in the next series of trials.
All right. Well, that sounds like very exciting news. ElysiumHealth.com is where you go for more information. Dr. Leonard Garante here.
Love. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
That voice.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it, baby?
I'm surprised. That man is older than this. Blake Shelton celebrating his 41st birthday, feasting on a big armadillo cake.
Did you see a picture of this, Jen?
No.
It's the largest cake I've ever seen of an animal.
Why? An armadillo cake? What
do you
world?
Remember in Steel Magnolias, that was what the groom's cake was. When Julia Roberts' character
That's
got
right.
married, her groom's cake was an armadillo.
And it was red velvet, right?
Velvet. Why?
Bleeding.
I guess in the South they make armadillo cake. I don't know.
Well, what is it? What do you mean? Does it look like an armadillo?
Yeah.
Is it made out of armadillo? What
no,
is it?
No, it looks like it.
And what's the, why, what is the significance of it looking like an armadillo? What do you take away from that?
It's a country thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess. She got him an armadillo cake for a reason. Obviously, he likes armadillos.
All right, so then for the same reason, I'd get a cow cake on my birthday.
Exactly.
Correct.
I get it. He's got a pet armadillo in the backyard, does he?
But imagine the movie Steel Magnolias. I don't know if you ever saw it, Jackie. It's a great movie. One of my favorites.
Olivia Dukakis in it, right?
Yeah, Olivia. Yeah. But when they cut Olympic into the cake, good. it's a red velvet. It's like a gutting. It's like gutting an animal. It's so gross.
Yucca. So Gwen Stefani, who's the current squeeze of Blake Shelton, took to Instagram to share a number of photos from his birthday festivities over the weekend. Picture of Gwen giving the boy a smooch. And the caption reads, "I get to kiss on the birthday boy," along with a video of him with balloons and a present on his head. Because it was also Father's Day, Gwen's dad was there as well. She posted a picture of her dad getting a big hug and a kiss on the cheek from the birthday boy, who is a big guy, right? Isn't he a pretty tall, big guy?
Yeah, he's like 6'3", 6'4", yeah. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, but is she older? How old is she?
47-ish, I think.
47?
Yeah.
I just, for some reason or other, thought he was older than that. He seems more mature.
He looks older,
and she looks like she could be anywhere from, I don't know, 25 to 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Blake Shelton story. Now I suppose we need to give equal time to the former Mrs. Shelton, Miranda Lambert. is in the music news, and that's what we do here in this portion of every hour. Spend time talking about current folks who have something going on that is noteworthy that we want to talk about and wrap it around their music. Miranda Lambert and Steve Earle are a new team. They met at a beauty shop. That's interesting. He's a songwriter, she's a songwriter, and that meeting led them to collaborate on one of the standout cuts from Earl's just-released LP, So You Wanna Be an Outlaw. Didn't we play a piece of this in New Music yesterday?
No. When well, that was Gretchen play? Wilson.
Really? With yeah. the same with the same song?
No, 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 no. We've never played this before. This is song. Brand new. I don't know.
Hmm. This song
You've
is a hard
You've been dreaming about it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, right. I watched the movie Appaloosa last night with Viggo Mortensen and Ed Harris and Renee Zellweger. And for some reason or another, this brings me to that. So well, the story of this song is the story of their getting... What's the story of the song? Why is it getting so much attention?
Just because pretty much everything Miranda does recently turns to gold, and
really?
Steve Earle's hasn't had a new album out in a while, so the fact that the two of them got together, they're, you know, Miranda Lambert apparently is a very big Steve Earle fan, so this is the first time they've officially worked together.
They hadn't met before. So apparently Earl's ex-wife got her hair done at the same place?
Right, and that's how they met. He was dropping his ex-wife off at the salon, and that's how he met Miranda. Yeah, that's very like Nashville, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it?
It sounds seems like it. Yeah, like
modern, mature way of dealing with things that are reality. All right, so that's cool. Miranda Lambert, Steve Earle, and the new duet featured here, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat. You know, years ago when I started talking about the concept of teaching a cat to walk on a leash and a harness, literally people wanted to put me away for a long time. But, you know, it's way too dangerous. It wasn't like when I was growing up where we could let the cats out in the backyard and let them run around. There's coyotes, there's packs of dogs, there's crazy people. So keeping your cat inside is important. However, it's also important because they are nomadic in nature to give them the opportunity to see the great outdoors. However, letting your cat roam loose is just way too dangerous. So you can teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. I know what you're saying, but you can. Follow my advice here. First of all, get a figure eight harness. Just lie it right alongside the food dish every day before you even think about putting on the cat so there's a positive association. After a couple of days, just put the harness on, and before you feed him, take it off after you feed him. If you practice every single day, eventually the cat will enjoy the harness, you'll add a leash, and the two of you will be strolling around your neighbor in no time at all. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The hour now. It is a DJ V show. I'm the J. We're going out of order here. I'm the Jennifer Horn. That's the V. That's the Victoria Keelan. The D, That's the question mark. We don't know exactly where he is. He did miss the hoedown. And, of course, at the controls, as usual, our friend Kara Schillen, who's doing a great job. And, again, Dougie kind of, he was here a minute ago. Funny thing happened
on the radio of the studio.
Yeah, where he disappeared to. But here he is now. Should we do the big bum-ba-ba-bum?
What? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-bum.
There you go. We don't pay for the sound effects. So we just have to deal with what noise I make out of my mouth.
Let's do the sports report. I want to, if I can, recognize Diana Taurasi. Do you know who she is? Taurasi.
No.
Plays for the Phoenix Mercury. Broke the WNBA career scoring record this past weekend.
She got a lot of props from a lot of the major NBA players, too, which
is
nice.
7,494 career points.
Woo. Amazing.
It is. A lot of people have said, remember there was a big focus on WNBA players and the money they were making, and women in general in sports like this, and why can't they make as much as the men do, that sort of thing?
Mm.
There are many amazing athletes. This lady scored 19 points in the 90-59 loss to the Los Angeles Sparks. And the crowd loves it. And this is sort of why I heard that not a lot of people were going to some of these games. But there seem to be pretty good
crowds. I think that's kind of like how it was in the beginning of the WNBA, but that's not the case anymore.
No.
I mean, I think a lot of the NBA, the male NBA players have said that they support women in the WNBA, and a lot of them go to the games to show support, too. You see them oftentimes popping up in the stadium. So it's another gender inequality thing.
I wonder how many of them would embrace some women like this in terms of them playing on their team.
That's a good question.
This has been tried, football place kickers, women, things where there were co-ed soccer teams, this sort of thing. Would people who are players for the NBA want some really good woman who is as good as they are to play on their team? And why not?
Well, I think the why not is these games get kind of rough. And I think, would you, and I know that I ask you this knowing the answer to the question, you would look down on it if a male NBA player maybe pushed or fouled a female NBA player, wouldn't you?
Well, I would if it was not a fair fight. However, there are plenty of women around now who are as capable as men. If you look at some of the, I mean, I don't want to use wrestling as an example of this because it's so stupid, but there are other circumstances where women are matched against men and they do as well, if not better, than men do. So I wonder, is this a general statement? Maybe you're right, Jennifer, in terms of having the whole team. If you had five guys chasing you around and it was, that was the question. But I think some women are just as capable physically as men are.
I think the bigger what if for me is then it kind of blurs the lines of, okay, well, then do you have the guys who aren't good enough to get into the NBA? Do then they go into the WNBA, or do you even have a WNBA if you have women playing on men's teams? Mm-hmm. Or because I would say there are definitely some women in the WNBA who are just as good as the guys in the NBA.
But a lot
of them, you see a lot of players who are shorter. You get women on the teams who are 5'8", something like that.
Yeah,
and so then I always wonder. I just think that couldn't compete with a guy who's 6'7".
Right.
So then,
no matter how good you are.
Yeah. So then, do they lose their opportunity to play because the WNBA doesn't exist anymore, or do you have two different places where women are playing?
You know what I think would be cool? Ice Cube has his new Big Three league that's starting now.
Yeah, right.
That would be super cool to have, like, three top WNBA players against.
I would
because
love
it's three
to
on
that.
Three. That would be awesome. That would be very, very fun.
Yeah. Redskins and their trademark discussion of this latest trademark case before the Supreme Court. Basically, the bottom line is the Supreme Court struck down the act that prohibited trademarks from being awarded to certain entities because terms that are used might be disparaging, and the Redskins have not been able to use this trademark for a couple of years because of the way that act was interpreted by a lower court. So now, by the way, this was not brought by the Redskins.
Right.
Remember, we talked about the musicians that come from Asia.
I was wondering if you would remember that.
The Slants? Of
yeah.
It was a big story for a long time.
Yeah. I didn't know. I think we did it as a music story on the show. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's really cool that they're the linchpin in all of this.
So it isn't that the Redskins were the focus, because they weren't. It was the Slants who were the focus. And all of the stuff that goes with that, that is supposed to be politically incorrect. Can you imagine referring to a group of people from Asia as the Slants and being able to get away with it?
They did it to themselves, though. They wanted to.
Yeah, they did. Right, exactly. So does that leave it open for a group of black musicians to call themselves the Ends?
It does.
Certainly would in my book. I see that could be the
you
next
can name
decade.
Yourself or trademark
Jewish group
whatever
the
you want.
Call
okay so I have a question.
Yeah.
What if let's say, just to take it out of the typical white black thing, but what if an Asian group wanted to name themselves the N-words? Would we have a problem with it?
Yeah, probably.
Well, because, I think,
but you wouldn't have it with the Supreme Court, you'd have it with the N people. We don't want anybody else using the N. Well, that's true. They don't want anybody. They use it themselves, but they don't want anybody else to use it.
To be
and
fair,
I
don't
that.
Think it would just be them who had a problem with it.
Yeah.
Why would they have it? It's a word. That's all it is.
But
it's a word.
But so what would happen here is if it's not a problem with the Supreme Court, does that just mean that people wouldn't buy it? And that's how
yeah.
it
people
would
have to
them?
Use their own discretion
right.
in these things. It's tiresome to have everything like this challenged in court because I'm offended by it. You know, that's too bad if you're
offended.
You know,
at this point, I don't even think you need court because social media is
right.
so destructive to people
apart.
That
yeah,
if,
right.
if someone
yep.
named their band that and people didn't like it, then they would just rip them apart on social
right.
media.
The marketplace
and they
takes care of itself. We don't need laws.
Right.
We don't need just the marketplace takes care of that stuff. End of story.
I agree with this. I'm glad they got rid of it because I think it's, I know they said it's an infringement on free speech, and it is. If you want to be dumb enough to be an Asian group or a group of like, you know, blonde boys who look like Hanson and you want to call yourselves, you know, the N-words, if you want to do that, then, you know, fine. Like Kara said, the marketplace will take care of itself.
Help yourself there, sweetie.
Yep.
All right, the Patriots tight end. Which,
this one's for Jen.
Excites people when we talk about tight ends.
The tight end's my favorite position in football,
yes. Okay. So what's up with Gronk?
I love Gronk, Rob Gronkowski. He racked up a bill. This is unbelievable. North of $100,000 at Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut. Now, what could he have been buying, you ask? Well, the bill was for alcohol. Gronk and his 20-man party crew ordered 160 bottles of champagne, including $27,000 worth of Dom Perignon Rosé. They also ordered 18 bottles of Ace of Spades Rosé, which is odd. That must have been for all the girls that were with them, for $18,000. 16 bottles of Grey Goose for $10,400. 45 orders of Maker's Mark, 24 shots of Jim Beam Fire, and 3 bottles of Don Julio 1942 tequila. Now, here's the problem with Gronk. He's partying at the wrong places. Because, well, yes, this is a ton of alcohol. If you went to Costco and bought 16 bottles of Grey Goose, you'd be out of the door for, what, out the door maybe $200, ladies, I think, probably 16 bottles of Grey Goose. 16 times 25.
Ambiance.
It's only $25 where you are? It's 45 here. Wow.
So, but it depends on the size.
Even if it was
$450,000.
Even, okay, so whatever you're paying for Grey Goose, I guarantee you 16 bottles of it does not cost $10,400. This is the issue with people that do bottle service. It's so expensive.
I know, I don't like bottle service.
Also, who orders 160 bottles of champagne? Am I the only one who's not a fan of the champagne?
I mean, apparently if you've got 20 people,
really
but, you know, just a couple bottles a person, I'm like... Now, not surprisingly, after all that champagne, Gronk ditched his shirt as the night unfolded, and there was video of him grinding shirtless while Flo Rida, which is your favorite person, Dougie, to perform. Those videos have gone viral. He's due to make $4.25 million next season, so this seemed probably to be just pocket change for him, right?
All right. The latest from Gronk. Meanwhile, back at the ranch
can
on
you
the serious
imagine?
Side of things. Oh, yeah. The question came up in a survey. We think we know the answer. There are a few surprises in this survey. Which city has the most abysmal traffic jams? If you guessed L.A., you're right. But the second worst city for traffic probably will surprise you. It's not New York.
I would guess New York, yes.
Nope.
I would guess San Francisco, maybe.
Nope.
I would guess Atlanta.
Nope. Nope. Atlanta's not even the... No. The second most difficult city in which to drive in America is Austin, Texas.
Ah, really?
Yep. The Institute of Traffic Safety looking at this, the excess travel time in rush hour to get from your home, it's 44% longer in Los Angeles and in Austin, almost the same. And yet Austin only has 843,000 people in it versus Los Angeles County, which has, what, 14 million now?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. That's obviously a testament to their road conditions. You know, traffic, you know, just to, for a personal moment of complaining, I have to go to a place called Temecula today, which is in California, sort of on the way to, I guess, San Diego would be the best way to describe it. It's about like 90 miles. I would say 100 miles. It's going to take me 2 hours and 40 minutes, if I'm lucky, to get there. That's if I'm lucky to get there and then another who knows what to get back. That's unbelievable. Do you know how much time we waste in our lives
cars?
Just sitting in cars?
Yep. And you know what the biggest problem in Austin is with driving? Inexperienced drivers. A lot of people from the north are moving to Austin and to San Antonio. And because of that, what happens in Texas, in states like Texas, kids are taught how to drive very young. They know how to drive tractors, trucks, that sort of thing, because they come from the farm. But when you bring people from the north down, people who don't know how to drive, inexperienced drivers, this is what causes the problem. And I was thinking about you ladies, when you had your first driving experience, what was it like? What do you remember, Jennifer, about your first driving, getting behind the wheel for the first time?
Well, my mom used to her credit, she used to let me drive home from, actually, the house I live in now, because my grandparents used to live here, to her house when I was like 13, 14 years old.
Really?
But I think the first time, because, and you know what, I'm glad. It was kind of, it's always side streets. It was my first lesson into learning how to drive. Plus, I used to go drive tractors on my uncle's farm, which was fun.
There you go. What about you, Victoria?
The freeway, though, getting on the first time was petrifying, to answer your question.
I can imagine. I mean, just from that scene in Clueless, she gets on the freeway, I picture it something like that. When I was, I think, maybe 12 or 13, maybe 12 or 13, I stole my parents' car and threw my brother into the front seat and got busted by, we lived next door to a Catholic church and the priests lived there, and we got busted by the priests. So then my parents found out that I had been habitually stealing the car and cruising around the town, so,
wow.
If you're thinking about buying a new car this summer and you have teenagers at home, you may want to listen to the following report.
According to a recent AAA traffic study, between Memorial and Labor Day, an average of 10 people die every single day as a result of accidents involving teen drivers. The summer teen driving time is also known as the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers. James Bell with Kia.
If you're looking for a new car for your teen, maybe look at something that has a suite of safety services, like automatic emergency braking, lane departure warning systems. And a great way to find a car like this is through Kia's Summers on Us program.
Kia's Soul, Rio, and Forte models have a suite of parental controls such as distance monitoring, curfew monitoring, or even speed level control. Kia's commitment to keeping your teen safe on the road is also reflected in their partnership with the Brakes Teen Proactive Driving Program.
Brakes is a great program that teaches your teen how to drive safely, defensively, and uses Kia vehicles done in a very safe way to teach them driver control.
For more information, visit Kia.com. Now you're In the Know, presented by Kia.
Hello, I'm I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
After the hour, another service to the listeners of this program, helping you with your health and your well-being. We were talking about cellular research earlier on, the NADs. I want to find, I really want to dig into that because I think it's a fascinating area, how to stop the aging process. Lots of different ways to do it. Some people say it's getting enough vitamin D, and how we get vitamin D is a question I always thought, because Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us, I always thought that because I was out in the sun so much, I was getting plenty of vitamin D. Turned out, you saw my blood work, that I have a shortfall in vitamin D, as do most people. And so then we're told we need to get more sun, and yet with that, there is a threat of skin cancer and other maladies that come from being exposed to the sun with some people. So how do you balance this? Vitamin D is very important. We all know that. So being out in the sun, a lot of people say being out in the sun is bad for you. If you don't get enough sun, it's like it's as bad for you as smoking. As you get older, you need more sun. So what do we take away from
it? Vitamin D obviously is essential to life. The photosynthesis process that takes place in plants when they're blasted by sun all day, and they produce the green of life, the chlorophyll, these kinds of things.
Well,
and
the conversion of oxygen.
Well, that's it, the conversion of carbon dioxide to oxygen.
Yeah.
And but the same kind of photosynthetic effect takes place in the skin of human beings, because that's where most of our vitamin D comes from. The cholesterol that's in the outer surfaces of the skin, when it's blasted by the ultraviolet rays of the sun, converts it to vitamin D. Vitamin D is the most powerful steroid-based hormone inside the human body. And without it, there is no life. And I mean, we're as dependent upon the sun as the plant kingdom is. The problem with too much sun is in the absolutely malnutritive state of people who live in Western civilization.
Malnutritive.
Their nutritional status is so poor that they don't have the natural protections that exist inside the skin from the sun. So there's a trade-off there. There are billions of people who are in the sun all day long on this planet who do not have even the slightest threat of getting skin cancer. You only find this kind of an effect taking place in Western nations, where we're so, as I said, so lacking in proper nutritional quality and balance that we are almost victims to the sun. And then we slather ourselves with these sun blockers that not only further block getting nutrition from the sun, but there's all these emollients and the chemicals that are inside these things that we slather on our bodies that get absorbed into the bloodstream that are toxic to the system. It's kind of like a double-edged sword. So, but that having been said, it's absolutely essential that we have high levels of vitamin D. Not only is it necessary for the absorption of calcium, which is probably the number one effect of vitamin D in the body, it allows the gut to absorb calcium in our diets to get into the bloodstream, that our bones need calcium. And remember, calcium is so important to life that we have a gland in the body that regulates it. It's the only mineral that your body has a gland to regulate its level in the bloodstream. It's the parathyroid glands. And so if calcium's low, it does what it needs to get more calcium out of the bones. If the calcium is high, it does what it needs to get rid of the calcium through the kidneys. And your skin needs it. Your nervous system needs it. The digestive system needs it. The reproductive system needs it. Your immune system. The calcium is the bullets of your immune system because of something that they've described as the calcium wave that's involved in the destruction.
Right, so what do we do to get more of it safely?
What, sunbathing. There are spas in Europe, and there's a few of them here in the United States.
So you don't believe in vitamin D supplementation?
Only if it comes from a food source.
Which would be?
Cod liver oil is probably one of the strongest sources I know of. And then there are some others, but you're only going to get it from an animal source. And good northern Baltic Sea area sources, you want to get it from there because that's where the cod is the most clean.
The thickest and most smelly of all the oils is what you want to put in your body, basically.
Well, there are four. If the cod liver is really stinky, it has gone rancid.
Rancid, yeah.
There are good sources of cod liver oil, absolutely essential for life.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DHABCDE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised, and use discount code GCN.